to Cybertron!
You're listening to Radio Free Cyber. Okay, I can't do the voice. You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Brian Kilby here, sitting in with you today, as I do every week. Ooh. A little tired here. Not really. Okay, I'm lying. I'm just trying to make small talk before I get into the stuff. This is big professional disc jockey stuff. We go to school for this. I didn't, but we're supposed to go to school for this. Well, either way, coming up on today's show is the ATT Buzz by John DeLuna, also an exclusive interview with Optimus Prime by Turin. Also, we'll have two toy reviews, one by Goldimus Prime, which is Scavenger, I think, and one by me, which would happen to be, I'm looking at him right now, Big Convoy, yes. Let's see, we'll also have trivia. As soon as I pull one together, I'll do it while I'm doing the show. I'm that good. Also, we'll also have on the show today a few notes that I'd like to mention, and we'll do that first so I can get around to it. Don't forget to check out Marvel Universe Transformed at www.geocities.com/MarvelTF. On that, there is some nifty fan fiction from, too many names to mention right now, but yours truly is on there. The new issue of Captain America will be forthcoming next week sometime. It'll be done Sunday. I promise this time. I promise. Also, the first three parts of Punisher miniseries is up there by me. Next issue will be done next week. Another thing, our very own Zabavor, a.k.a. Dave Edwards, has put up the new Transformers dance. I think there was one before this, but it basically used pre-existing animated GIFs from BeastWars.com. Also, let me see here. We have something very special coming up very soon, but we're not going to spoil that for you just in case it doesn't work out. And in case it doesn't work out, we'll make up something and say that it did. Coming next week, I promise now, it will be done. We'll have the feedback forum, listeners' feedback thingy, you know, like a little, you know, where people talk to each other, we'll just have something where you can get back to us more easily and you can talk amongst each other. And I guess that's it for the notes. Also, we may be changing servers soon so we can get a better sound quality out of this. And then it should be WebTV compatible if we want to spring the money to get the software, which we will possibly do. Of course, most WebTV listeners aren't listening now, so I can say anything that I want. I can say that we are, and it won't matter because they won't know. Either way, I'm done rambling, which, we'll get into the show right now, starting off with John DeLuna's ATT Buzz.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and there's no doubt that if you've been on the news group lately, that your mind is filled with pictures of new toys and probably a lot of controversy. First, now we have definite proof, definitely, that the Dinobot leader is a repainted ultra-sized Megatron, reborn with that fabulous new name, T-Rex. See, it's T/WRECKS. Get it? It's a pun. It's a play on words. It's Hasbro-man's brilliance. First we got the name Air Raptor, and now we get T-Rex. Which makes it even worse when you look at some of the other names they've come out with, which aren't too bad, especially Obsidian. Oh, and don't forget that Mirage used to be called Burnout, which is a much better name. And as far as these Dinobots go, I still don't know why Hasbro Man just didn't recycle the old G1 Dinobot names. It would have sounded so much better, and it would have been a lot easier. Moving on, by far, the most controversial toys to show up so far are the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Beast Wars. The first two of which are Razor Claw and Poison Bite. Now, what makes these two controversial? Well, there's no robot mode. These things go from an ugly beast to an uglier beast. Razor Claw goes from a mutant dinosaur thing to a mutant chinchilla. And Poison Bite goes from this radioactive goldfish gone awry to this scorpion creature that really doesn't look like anything. Now, personally, I'll tell you right now that I don't like them, and I'm not going to spend $10 a piece for these things. But if it's your bag, great. But I'll pass. I think I'll save my cash for Takara's car robot line. And finally, this weekend marks the beginning of Toy Fair 2000. It's the largest United States Toy Expo of the year. And although all the new toys that have come out so far on the internet have gotten mixed reviews, let's hope that Hasbro pulls out all the stops and hopefully gives us a good peek at those power suits and pet probe deployer things that were so rumored at the beginning of Beast Machines. We've barely gotten any mention of them so far. Hopefully this weekend we'll get some real pics, some prototypes, maybe even some packaging. That's the ATT Buzz. I'm John DeLuna.
Thanks, John, for the buzz this week. It's always a pleasure. I'm on the show this week. After that will be Turin's interview with Optimus Prime, but I want to mention first the new Beast Wars toys, the Beast Mutants, as one of the members of Alt.Toys.Transformers has dubbed them. Everybody's going crazy over how much they like them, except for me. I don't see anything that especially great. I don't have a problem with the fact that they don't turn into a robot. I just don't find them that attractive as toys. Be honest, if I had to pick for the nicest looking toy, I'd go with Big Convoy. Again, because I'm looking at him right now, if I turned my head, I would probably say Beast Wars 2 Galvatron. Or, I kind of like, no, he's too ugly. I kind of like, Optimus Minor. Yes, there's beautiful Optimus Minor sitting on the shelf. Either way, we'll get into Turin's interview with Optimus Prime right now.
This is Turin reporting for Radio Free Cybertron. Optimus Prime is about to come out of his base. Ah, here he is. Optimus Prime, it is indeed an honor to meet you.
Thanks.
Now, I wanted to ask your thoughts about
the Decepticons.
That's right, the Decepticons. Now, what are your plans now that you're here on Earth?
We're going after them.
I see. And what is your response to the people that accuse you of being mentally unstable?
We'll deal with them later.
So the Decepticons are your first priority. What about getting a new source of energy?
Unless a new supply of energy is found, nobody is going to win this war.
Save the campaign speeches. I just asked. So how is morale in the Autobot camp?
We're out of control!
Really? Maybe the accusations do have some merit.
What's happening? I can't...
Please, calm down. Can I get some help over here?
Lincoln Lubricant.
Ironhide, can you help him? Give him shock treatment or something?
Nothing. Power's used up.
Prime, listen, calm down, okay?
Prepare for battle!
There's nobody to fight. Ironhide, look, maybe that thing would work better if you plugged it in.
Got it! All systems go!
Well, that's a relief. Looks like Prime is okay for now, but things are looking pretty grim at Autobot headquarters. This is Turin for Radio Free Cybertron.
And thank you, Turin. It's always a pleasure. And no, no Autobots were harmed in the filming of that interview. Either way, we'll get into trivia right now. If you know the answer to the question, actually, if you know the episode from which this comes, Email me at kilby316@abts.net. That's KILBY316@abts.net. The people who got trivia right will be posted on the webpage from last week. And again, if you know the episode from which the following clip comes, email me at kilby316@abts.net. Here we go.
Now.
And again,
now. It's no use.
If you know the episode, email me at kilby316@abts.net, and we'll say who got it right next week. By the way, last week's episode was Money is Everything, which is a favorite episode of everyone here at RFC. Coming up next is two toy reviews back-to-back. First off will be Big Convoy by me. That's also posted on the webpage if you want to get back to it later. And also there will be, whatever it is, Scavenger, sorry, by Goldimus Prime. The toy up for today is Big Convoy C-35. I received it recently from WYSIWYG.com, which is, by the way, a good place to get import stuff. Their selection may not be as big as some importers, but you get the stuff very quickly from them. It's a good place. Okay, overview. Big Convoy is the commander of the Beast Wars Neo Cybertrons. He transforms into a woolly mammoth. Okay, started off the box. Like most Japanese toys, Big Convoy has a nice collector's box, quote-unquote. I say quote-unquote because I doubt that Japan has the collector in mind, per se. It's just that the Japanese boxes are more like the G1 American boxes, using plastics instead of styrofoam. The box has a wonderful CGI picture of Big Convoy on the front and a cool Neo battle scene on the back. The side panel has a neat little porthole where you can see an image on the internal flap through the hole. The image is of a slightly goofy pic of Big Convoy's Beast Mode features, which aren't much. I'll get into that in a moment. The internal graphic, which is used behind the bubble inside the box, is lacking, and it isn't as nice as the one that comes with something like Beast Wars 2 Galvatron, which is rather nice. The verdict on the box is good. The Beast Mode, wow. Big Convoy's Beast Mode has all the posability of a football. Wait, no. It's not quite as posable as a football. He has a flexible trunk, posable ears, and his tusks move. That, and you can bend his tail. At least a football is fun. And of course, as far as woolly mammoths go, he's a good representation. You'll be hard-pressed to find a better toy mammoth, if there are any, that is. Slightly less posable than a pretender shell, which is never a good thing. The verdict for Big Convoy's mammoth mode is abysmal. Third mode, mammoth assault vehicle, I kid you not. Wow. It's the mammoth mode, but it shoots missiles. It's arguable as to whether this beats out Transmetal Cheetor for lamest third vehicle mode. It's close, but I think that Cheetor is still the king of this one. Him and his strange little rockets. The verdict? Laughable. Okay, the robot mode. This is where all of the effort was put into Big Convoy. Big Convoy has the most awesome robot mode of any Transformer made in years. Almost. The pros. Incredible articulation. He even has a poseable neck. His little neck there. You can back and forth, or just like Richard Simmons. Wait, never mind. Also, he has a removable matrix. Let me say that again. A removable matrix. He has an incredibly cool little matrix that's golden in color and has a red spark. It's nifty. I like it. Also, he has great molding. The toy is quite detailed. This is basically Low Convoy done right. He has the Great Convoy look, but it looks like a lot more effort was put into Big Convoy than Low Convoy. And the picture the pictures so far of Fire Convoy don't look to be quite as nice as Big Convoy's robot mode, in my opinion. When your friends look at the toy, you're bound to get a lot of compliments. I did. Another thing, good use of translucent plastics. Some toys use translucent plastics, but they're implemented poorly. Big Convoy uses a little for decoration only. He doesn't use too much, and it's especially effective on his chest where he holds the Matrix. Now, why doesn't Big Convoy have the best robot mode ever? Simply put, it comes down to a six-letter word. K-I-B-B-L-E. Kibble. He has a huge cancerous tumor growing on the outside of either leg. It really, really distracts from the toy. The entire backside of the toy looks as if the designers completely ignored it, and I believe they did. If someone were to look at the backside of the toy, they would be inundated with kibble. It's really disgusting. It is. The mammoth part should have been made to be removable. You can do it yourself, but you're really not supposed to because you have the little round peg sticking off. Also, Big Convoy's gun is really lame, in my opinion. I mean, sure, it's freaking huge, and it has two missiles, but it's got kibble, too. Yes, his gun has kibble. Boggles the mind. Now, to finish it off, the big question is, how is the robot mode overall? If you're going to keep it on the shelf, it's fine, as long as his legs are obscured. The toy has the play value of a thimble, though. And the overall verdict? Chinatown. I don't know what that means exactly, but I like the toy. Overall score? Big Convoy gets a 7.5. Great toy, and it should be in every collection. This has been Brian Kilby for RFC.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
Some Beast Machines toys have their strength in their robot modes. Others have their strength in their alt modes. Scavenger is definitely one of the former. When first seen in the package, Scavenger screams, "What the flag am I?" Scavenger is supposed to be some kind of steam shovel, apparently. Why you would need a steam shovel on Cybertron, I really don't have much clue. Scavenger's color scheme is somewhat odd. Pea green over most of the vehicle body, neon orange for the steam shovel arm, and the attachments to the wheels. Black tank treads, black wheels, black rear arms, not sure of a proper name for them, and silver claws in back with orange tips. Scavenger's molding is quite detailed for a basic, right down to what looks like tail lights in back. There's metal patterns molded in some areas, little hydraulics molded in. There's many little details on here, panels, including the panel on the left side, which covers the spark. And unusual green color. You don't see too many green sparks in the Beast Machines line yet. Scavenger has weaponry attached to the side of the steam shovel, a missile rack on the right side, and a Gatling gun on the left. Scavenger's transformation is fairly simple, even for a basic. Just flip the wheels up to make the arms, and fold the treads down to become the legs and feet, and collapse the steam shovel to make the torso. Scavenger's robot mode is fairly short and stocky. Not in the same way Optimus Primal is stocky, because Optimus Primal has a full substantial torso. Scavenger has many gaps in it you can see through, especially from the sides. Scavenger's color scheme remains the same in robot mode, with possibly slightly more black visible because of the head on top of the steam shovel. Scavenger's robot mode retains the attached weaponry of the vehicle mode. He also has very nice arms with fun little claws on the end that can be opened and closed. These kind of claws actually should have been put on the Jetstorm toy. Scavenger has 13 points of useful articulation, and two extra joints that are very difficult to use in robot mode. They're inside the arm, just above the elbows, which allow the arms to swing inward toward the body, which they really can't. The arm has to go on up over the head, basically, to be able to use that joint properly. Scavenger's gimmicks include a steam shovel that will open when you pull on the lever just above the elbow of the steam shovel arm. It works fairly well, but can cause the steam shovel to remain partly open in robot mode, which can be good because it makes him look like he's got a large jaw attached to his chest. And as for gimmicks, that's about all I can find. It's a basic. I really didn't expect more. Scavenger's vehicle mode is okay. It's got too much of a what the heck is that factor to get a high rating. On the same scale as always, 1 to 10, 1 being the worst, 10 being the best, Scavenger's vehicle mode gets a 6. Scavenger's robot mode is fairly nice. It's got good posability, and it looks kind of, it has an odd kind of coolness, I guess. I really can't put my finger on what's so neat about it, aside from the claws. It's just real cool looking. Robot mode gets 8 out of 10. Scavenger's gimmick, what he has, gets 5 out of 10, just because they're there. He also has a movable lower steam shovel jaw, so it can look like he's running towards a target. Scavenger is a fairly nice toy. Probably worth the $7 Walmart wants for it. It's got enough play value in robot mode to make up for any lacking in the vehicle mode. I'd say buy this toy if you're a completist or you just want a semi-interesting character. Overall rating is 7 out of 10. If you'd like a more in-depth review of this and many other Beast Wars and Beast Machines toys, find them on my website at http://goldemus.freeservers.com. And while you're there, sign the guest book and tell me you heard me on Radio Free Cybertron. This is Goldemus Prime with the Radio Free Cybertron Toy Review.
And thank you for listening to Radio Free Cybertron this week. Brian Kilby here, for, as always, for the RSE staff. Brian Kilby signing off. Till next week. Look forward to that surprise that we're hinting to. We'll tell you about that next week, hopefully, if it's already transpired. Again, tune in next week for RSE. Brian Kilby signing off. Don't forget, Radio Free Cybertron is in no way endorsed by Hasbro or Takara.